As Connecticut cities consider bans on single-use plastics, a local middle schooler has invented an alternative to the plastic straw. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, a 10-year-old from Ridgefield came up with the snow straw, and she did it before the bans were in the forefront of our minds.
Over here, this is where my board is and my awards that I won.
From her dining room, in front of her poster board that displays the nuts and bolts of her invention, Sophie Zazula says that she dreamed up the snow straw, essentially a straw made of ice, back in January.
A few years ago, my mom showed me a video of plastic going into the ocean and hurting marine animals, and that really inspired me and my sister to try to do what we could to protect the environment and eliminate plastic.
Sophie's mother is Tiffany Zazula. She recalls the first time Sophie introduced the idea behind the snow straw to her family.
Of course, we were talking always about the different problems that are out there. And then to watch that spark and to actually see her invent and to say, what about ice? All of us at the table said, that's brilliant. Like, that's it.
Plastic pollution has been a problematic environmental issue for decades. But the conversation surrounding bans had yet to reach a fever pitch. That didn't happen until the city of Seattle, Washington's ban of plastic straws earlier this summer. But that was months after Sophie entered her biodegradable snow straw into a local invention convention. She shows off the model that molds her snow straws.
It's just a tube with a stopper on the bottom so the water doesn't leak through the tube. Inside the tube is a meat skewer, and the meat skewer is what forms the hole in the ice. And then to balance the meat skewer in the middle without it tilting to the sides, I take tin foil and wrap it around the meat skewer so it holds the meat skewer in place.
After the straws go through a deep freezing process in Zazula's home, she places the straws in a bucket of dry ice. That keeps the straws from melting before use.
It works just like a straw, and you just drink it.
It's biodegradable because it melts after you use it. Since straw bans became a thing, and currently the towns of Hamden and Stonington are actively considering them in Connecticut, criticism has come from advocates in the disabled community. They say bendable plastic straws need to remain available to those who need them. While Zazula has yet to find a way to address the needs of people with disabilities, she says her intent is to provide the public at large with an alternative to plastic.
Banning straws is not my position. My position is to make a choice for people.
Last February, Sophie placed second at her local convention, and then she went all the way to nationals. Now, the Zazula family is looking to patent Sophie's invention. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.